So here we are about halfway between Easter and Pentecost. And I found it interesting that since Easter, the daily readings and our readings on Sunday, our first reading has been from the Acts of the Apostles instead of the Old Testament reading. The church, in its wisdom, is presenting to us the story of the apostles after their journey after Pentecost. And we still have 4 weeks to go before we get to Pentecost. And I wondered, what was the reason behind the church presenting these stories to us? I think that the reason is very intentional. The resurrection of Christ is such a profound event and caused such a change in this period between Easter and Pentecost, especially for the disciples, that it was profound and also at the same time very difficult. Think about it. The apostles were lost. They were confused. Their human outlook was telling them that it was all over. Jesus was dead. And they were frightened and scared, even for their own lives. But something else was also happening. They were experiencing something that was never known before. Jesus wasn't gone. His risen self was with them, keeping them company, teaching them, revealing truths to them, and preparing them for their future. Think about it. Just his mere presence itself would be extraordinary. And I think sometimes if we get kind of insulated from that 2,000 years later, from the raw emotions that must have been felt after the resurrection. We read and study the scriptures, but time and space have kind of separated us from that reality. And I think we can find it hard to put ourselves in their place. But let's try. I want each of you to call into mind somebody very close to you, very important to you in your life, who's already died. It may be a long time ago, it may be very recently. Picture them in your mind's eye. Think about how they were the last time you saw them. Call to mind their death and how much that affected you. And feel those emotions. It's very real. They've died. Now, suppose you look back at those doors and they walked into this room and walked up the aisle and sat down beside you and said, "Peace be with you. Do not be afraid." That's what happened to the disciples. What would that be like? What would that do to you? Let's hold on to that feeling for just a minute. This is what they experienced between Pentecost, between the resurrection and Pentecost. Talk about awe and wonder. They felt all the things that we were just feeling a moment ago. And that brings us to the first reading from Acts today. We've been hearing this same sermon from St. Peter over this time. And if we take those feelings and emotions that we just try to tap into and add the Holy Spirit into the mix, that's where Peter got the sermon. And here again, I think the time and space has kind of insulated us from some of those raw emotions and feelings that we might have experienced if we were standing in that crowd and hearing him deliver that homily for the first time. Let me try to present a version of it to try to draw on some of those emotions. Then Peter stood up with the 11 and raised his voice and proclaimed, "Remember Jesus Christ. We all saw him. He was crucified. Right out there in Jerusalem, just outside the city. How many of you walked by and saw him hanging there that day? But something has extraordinarily happened. We saw him die. But 3 days later, we started to see him. He appeared to us and to many other people. He was here, not just an image. He was alive. He's in the flesh. He visits us. He eats meals with us. He taught us about the scriptures. And he revealed the message that he's been teaching all along. He is the Son of God. He was sent here. He's that Messiah that all the prophets throughout all of history have been proclaiming and telling us about. King David, Joel, Isaiah, all of those prophets were pointing towards him. Jesus is that king that we've been waiting for, and not like many of us expected him to be. His kingdom isn't one that's mighty or or powerful in an earthly sense. His kingdom is one of love, of forgiveness, justice, and mercy. His is an eternal kingdom. He's not really dead, but he's not really alive in the sense that we know that. You know, he kept telling us that there was more to our existence than just this life. We have a promised eternal life, full existence after we leave this world. And he's gone there first. He's our shepherd leading us to that existence. That's the good news that he came to teach us. Death in this life is not the end. When we die in this life, we're lifted back up to that eternal existence that he's telling us about. We all need to really realize what was done. A great evil happened. The Roman leaders and our Jewish leaders killed the Messiah. You know, I thought I was strong enough to follow even in the trials, even in the death. I told them I would do that. But in the end, I got afraid. And I denied that I even knew him 3 times when I was pressed about it. But you know what? Jesus forgave me. He came back and he asked me if I loved him. And I said, yes. And he said, feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. He told me to become his shepherd. He's ready to forgive you, forgive all of us, if we just repent and tell him we're sorry. Now, back to the reading. When the people heard all of this, they were afraid. They said, what are we to do, my brothers? And Peter told them to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Peter is introducing them into their eternal citizenship. Repent means to turn around. Go into a new direction, to chart a new course. What's the new course or direction that God may be calling me to? What about you? What's the new course or direction he may be calling you to? These last few weeks of our time in Easter were a perfect opportunity to encourage our emotions to swell up and move us towards the risen Christ. I think putting more emotion and feeling into enthusiasm and passion into the scriptures can help us along that path. Let us all answer the call to allow that emotion of love, caring, and forgiveness to push us, to pull us, and to lead us to that closer relationship with God the Father and the Son and the Spirit, and with one another as his family of creation. You know, since Jesus lives in eternity, we seek to know the risen Christ through the eyes of our earthly existence, we don't encounter him. But if we look for him through the eyes of our eternal existence, we'll not only find him, but we'll be able to absorb and embrace all that he has taught us and follow him, our shepherd, straight to our heavenly reward. For the rest of this Easter season, between now and Pentecost, let's each challenge ourselves to think more about the things above, as St. Paul tells us, to ponder our eternal citizenship, and in doing so, position ourselves to really encounter and embrace the risen Christ in our lives each and every day.